always fun to get to know people. You know, you don't get to know people when you hear their music. All you know is, wow, they've got some vocals going there. But to get to know the person themselves, that makes all the difference. So today, a gorgeous lady with the name Pearl Adam, she's part of the Jesus Collective, and they released their album Restored, and she was this dynamo on stage. So I thought, let's get this woman, make her sit down and find out who she is. Hello, Pearl. How are you doing?
Hi, Janine. I'm good, and you?
I'm fine, thank you. You know, with a name like yours, immediately you think that parable, the pearl of great price, and God selling everything so that he can get hold of that pearl of great price. What a stunning name. If I had a name like yours, I'd just adore my name. I'm sure you must feel the same.
Thank you so much.
So, Pearl, introduce yourself. Obviously, we don't know you like a personality. What do you do for a living when you don't sing? That, you know, put us in the picture. Family, everything.
Well, I'm Pearl Adams, yes. 21-year-old. So I'm living in Frederiksberg, almost near Cape Town. And I do ministry for a living, which my parents is both pastors of their own ministry. So I didn't have a choice to be in ministry. So, yeah, and I'm the eldest sibling of three kids.
Do the rest also sing? Do they also, you know, do you make music together?
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, that's the fun thing of being a part of a household where everybody can sing. I'm sure you guys can't help it. You've got to harmonize. You've got to, do you play instruments as well?
Yes, I play drums. I play piano, I play bass guitar, I play acoustic, and I can play saxophone as well. And I can obviously sing.
My word. Oh, my word. So with the Jesus Collective, you sort of have to hold yourself back just to sing when you can actually go join the band in the back.
My mind and my attention is always by the band. Not even at the vocals.
So tell me, is it if you grew up in the pastor's house now, did you have to sing? Like, what's the first time you got up there and you had an actual mic before that mouth of yours?
Yeah. Yes.
Can you remember the first time? What was it, three?
I think at the age of six, yeah, I think.
So what does your dad say? Come, 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 Paul. It's, you know, cheap labor. Yes. Come, we need a lead singer.
He was forcing me to do it.
And you liked it?
Not really, but I didn't have a choice because I was in front of people, so I couldn't say no.
But at least if you start early, then you don't, are you still, you know, butterflies on the stomach before you go up, or are you like so used to this, you've been doing it your whole life, it's not even funny anymore?
I'm literally struggling with my confidence, but people think I'm all chilled and I'm all calm, but hey!
How's that possible? With a voice like yours, what do you mean you struggle with confidence? Huh?
My nerves is,
Also, the Jesus Collective, I'm sure that must be daunting to be literally everyone around you, they're all these awesome singers.
Yes, they are. They are.
So is it daunting for you when you sing there that you've got to bring your A game every time?
You know, I'm going to lie if I'm going to say that I'm not nervous in front of greatness. Because every time I'm with them, it's like it's something new. Whenever I saw them or wherever I see them, whenever I get the platform on the stage, my nerves is, I can't even explain to you how it feels. It feels like I'm shaking. Because what if I do a mistake on stage?
Ach, but they'll be forgiving. They will, because they've all been around the block for how many years? A mistake is one of those things that actually you get less critical on yourself the longer you do this, isn't it?
Yeah.
You think? Pearl, tell me, how did you become part of the Jesus Collective?
So I was in college in 2020, right? And I joined Jonathan Rubin that time. I was on a tour with him. So I was in the college that time. I joined Jonathan Rubin and his crew. So he asked me to sing at Pungster in Green West. That was the 22nd of February, 2020. That's before COVID came. Mm. So I was in college and I was a little bit uncertain of what I want to do in life. Not just music, but to study music as well so that I can have a degree or a diploma for wherever I'm gonna be in the future, you know. So that time I joined Jonathan Rubin, and that day of the show, I didn't know the Jesus Collective was present, right? So I was a little girl behind the piano and sing, Die Krag van die Here was daar. And so I was asking God, listen, what am I gonna do in life? Where am I gonna be in the future besides studying music? Because I want to sing with a great Ntokozo. I want to sing with a great Clay. I want to sing with a great Kayam Tetwa. There was all my dreams. So I didn't know Hilton Peterson, which is my leader now. So he called me the Monday and asked me, listen, we were there when you sang. So I like to invite you to our movement. And I was like, okay, this sounds interesting. So let me just go. And I told my lecturer, listen, I'm going to take this day off to go there. And he said, it's fine. When I got there, I was sitting in the chair. I didn't know Ntokozo will be there. I was sitting there like, my mind was just all over the world. And my expectations was big. Because while I was sitting there and see the setup of this whole thing, I was like, ooh, he meant a sphere. And while I was busy with my shoes, my cousin, I'd make a tuck in Gesepo, look here, who's standing in front of you. I'm like, where? And I saw Ntokozo standing in front of me. I was like, I burst out of tears. And I immediately told God, this is what I want. And I'm still here. I left the college because God's plan was different.
Tell me, so, Paul, yeah. Could you write music? Do you write your own music?
Yes, a little bit, but I'm still learning.
Because that's another thing about the Jesus Collective is they write together. They take something that one guy thinks and then they put it through like the sift of all of them. Huh? How does it work? Like No Greater Love. Did you write that song?
Yes, I was in matric that year. I was writing my business studies, and now you can imagine that was a 300 points question paper. So I was obviously under stress because hey, if I'm gonna fail this thing, I'm gonna fail. So the Holy Spirit just dropped the melody in my spirit. So I was just humming the song while I was in the class, and the Holy Spirit gave the lyrics, only the chorus, the No Greater Love, only that chorus. So I was writing it down while I have to write my answers on the back of the paper. And I'm like, Holy Spirit, please, I need to write this paper. Otherwise, I'm going to fail. And I wrote my paper and I went home. And I just dropped my bags in front of the door. I went straight to my piano and I just humming the song and it came. So when we got our first songwriters retreat, and then we put it together. So the great Clay and my leader helped me finish the song. So, yeah.
Paul, what must it feel like to take this song of yours and lay it before these people, these veterans, these stars in the industry, and you say, okay, this is what I've got. And then they take it, like it enough, and then finish it mm-hmm. with you. I mean, I'm sure you didn't even sleep that night.
Oh, I didn't sleep. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie. I didn't sleep at all.
Okay, so how many, I don't know if you know how many performances have you done with the Jesus Collective so far?
I'm basically 2 years with them now. So I think a lot of shows.
A lot of shows so far. So what's happened on the road? You know, give us some road stories of highlights, lowlights, stuff that you've experienced with the Jesus Collective so far.
Oh, this was like basically a dream for me. So a lot of things happen on the road, and I could slowly feel that everything is start to fall in place. My ministry, my career, everything. But when the debut album came out, I can say with full conviction that I am restored. Along the road, some things happened, challenges that I faced, you know, because young people have challenges in their lives. So with the team on my side and people that prayed for me, I can say with full conviction that I have been restored. Because listen, with this debut album, yeah, it was hectic, but God was with us, and yeah, I am restored. I am restored.
If you say it was hectic, it's a, I mean, they showed some video at the launch in Cape Town.
Yeah.
And there you were singing the actual song on stage, but behind you was videos that you recorded when you recorded the album and everything. And to me, it looked like a heap of fun. Was it actually quite intense behind the scenes?
It was intense. It was intense because I was on my nerves. I was on my nerves.
So while you're recording, have you got some stories of stuff that happened or stuff that goes wrong that you don't even know when that perfect finished product comes out?
So while I was singing the song, my voice cracked and they had to record it over. I felt so embarrassed of doing that. But Look, Greater Love is a beautiful song. Yeah. It always reminds me of the crucifixion of Christ.
Mm.
And I realize that no one can love me like Christ. My parents' love fails. But Christ's love is eternal. That's the reassurance that I have of the love of Christ.
Yeah. I'm thinking the one thing about Jesus culture is you can't do the same song the same twice. Nah, because such a lot of that is just you flowing. So if you're recording a song, that's actually quite interesting because even on stage you guys were ad-libbing. It wasn't like this perfectly structured thing that went the same way, verse, chorus, and yet you had the video in the background. How does that work with you guys flowing?
It's just Holy Spirit led. It's just Holy Spirit led. Sometimes we just do a song and then our wolves say, just flow. And then that's just a spontaneous moment for all of us. So, yeah, we're basically instructed by the Holy Spirit. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tell me, what do you do with off days? Because obviously, if you've done so many of the performances with Jesus Collective and you've got your own performances that you do as well, you can be on a high one day and on a serious low the next day, and still you've got to go on stage. What do you do with yourself when inside you're actually not at this great place and you've got to go minister?
I'm allowing my feelings to just, because sometimes I feel a little bit down and still I have to minister on stage for people, you know. But I just allow the Holy Spirit to just be in my life and just don't let my feelings control my emotions and stuff. So, yeah.
I'm wondering, because you've got that scripture that says, when I am weak, I'm strong, because that's when God reveals himself through you. And I'm wondering whether you found that even times when you are feeling weaker, that actually God gets to use you, or it's easier to be used by God because you're not doing it in your own strength.
Yes, 100%.
Have you experienced that in your life as well, when your faith's been challenged?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Like what?
I felt like, I was going through stuff so much, and I've been challenged so much that I felt like, maybe singing is not for me, ministry is not for me. And I think, I always say this to my friends, at the lowest, God is revealing his hand to us. So I just felt like maybe to give up is not an option, you know, but just to remain in God's presence and just have faith, because faith is a substance of things hoped for. So that's my favorite scripture.
Evidence of things not seen.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So we have experienced that maybe if you're like a plant person, that being in nature is like a bridge. It's easy for you to connect with God if you're a nature person and you're in nature and you flourish when you're making music. And that's something that God has created from scratch is music.
Mm-hmm.
So when you make music, when you're singing, do you experience a connection with God in a way at that place that you don't necessarily feel when you're supposed to be doing your finances on other times in your life? That music, that music is like a bridge for you to connect with God.
Yes. So whenever I go through stuff and always have a way to connect with Christ, I always go to my room and just set my keyboard and then I just play certain melodies. And there's where I feel like, okay, God is present.
And it's an amazing thing. It's something that I don't have because I don't have this music thing. You know, I've got other ways that I connect with God. And to me, it's this beautiful thing that you, when you make music, what do you experience, Pearl, when you're singing? What is it that you experience, when you're creating something, when something new flows out of you? Try and explain to someone who doesn't know exactly how that feels.
Oh, man. You know, I feel so many things. Like, whenever I go into worship, I feel like this is the place where I find healing. This is the place where I find rest. This is the place where I find a solution for every problem. You know, this is the place where I find I can be myself, you know. So whenever I'm in the presence of God, I feel safe. So, yeah.
And the other thing also is that I experienced a lot with any Jesus Collective and performance of FAR is the love of the word. And that if you aren't in the word, you won't have that thing to impart to other people. You'll impart opinion and beautiful melody, but you can't impart spirit and truth if you don't have the word in you, isn't it?
Yes, yes, yes.
So how do you stay in the word?
Hey, I always read the Bible just to feed my hunger because we as Christians, we need the word of God. We need to be hunger for the word of God so that we can be sustained in Christ, you know? So without the word, we are dead. Without the word, we can't live without the word. So I read my Bible every single day.
And you also find that when you're living life and stuff hits you, there's always like a scripture that carries you, a scripture that you hold on to for life and death in the hard times. Have you had scriptures like that? Can you think of one that would maybe encourage someone else today?
Yeah, I have one, yeah. Psalm 27.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say it in Afrikaans?
Yes.
Can I say, because hey, my English is not that good, you know? I think the favorite verse of Psalm 27 is, I'll stand a laar teen my op. Die Here is my lig en my hel, vir wie sou ek vrees? Vir wie sou ek verward wees? Wag op die Here, wees sterk, laat jou hart sterk wees. Something like that, yeah. Psalm 27.
To wait on the Lord, doesn't matter what the enemy does, while you're waiting on the Lord, He is the one that fights for you.
100%.
Absolutely. Okay, Paul, going forward, besides Jesus Culture, you still have your own ministry now.
Yes, I do.
Or is Jesus Collective all encompassing at the moment?
Yes, they are.
Okay, so if people want to connect with you, yourself, as a person, where do they go to?
Instagram is Pearl Adams 2000. Facebook is just Pearl Adams. And I have a TikTok account as well.
All Pearl Adams.
Yes, but it's Pearl Adams 933. That's my TikTok account.
Okay, 933. And then the Jesus Collective, they've got their own socials as well to follow them there. We're going to listen to No Greater Love next. But Pearl, may you have even a greater love for the word going forward. May God give you such capacity to love Him with all your mind, all your soul, all your strength, with everything in you, and to be someone who's got living waters to impart to others next to you, your neighbors, so mm-hmm. that you can love them as yourself. We wanna bless you with amazing prepared opportunities for good through your music, but even through the rest of yourself. You've got such a lot to give. And just know that beauty of yours and that voice of yours were created very intentionally for the big plans God has for you. And that's what we want to bless you with today. Okay.
Yes. Before we go, I want to quickly say this.
Mm-hmm.
I think I owe a great part of my career to Minister Hilton Peterson that saw the potential in me. I want to thank him for giving me opportunities that I never had before. Because if it wasn't for him, and if it wasn't for God instructing him to do what he wants to, then where would I be, you know? So I really want to thank you, Wolf, for everything that you've done in my life. I really appreciate you, sir, man of God. I really do. So, yeah, shout out to TJC family.
And on that high note, let's go for the song. This is No Greater Love from the album Restore. That's the Jesus Collective featuring Paul Adams.